The backup utility in Windows helps you create a copy of stored data. In the event of a hardware failure or accidental deletion, you can use the copy to restore lost or damaged data. To start the Backup Utility Wizard, click the Start button. Point to All Programs and point to Accessories. Point to System Tools and then click Backup.
Click Next. On this page of the wizard, you can choose to backup files and settings or restore them from a previous backup. To backup your files, click Next.
Here you need to specify which items you want to backup. To backup specific items, click this option and then click Next.
You can use the tree view on this page the same way you use the folder list in any folder window to open drives and folders and select files. Select the checkbox to the left of the My Documents folder. Click Next.
You can backup your data to a file on a hard disk, a floppy disk, or any type of storage media. If a media device isn't installed, this option is unavailable. In this box, you can type a path and file name for the file that will store the backed up data, or click Browse to choose a backup file. You'll backup data to a floppy disk that has already been inserted into drive A, so the default is fine. Here you can type a name for this backup. To use the default name, click Next.
To set advanced backup options, such as backup scheduling, click Advanced. On this page, you can select the type of backup that you want to perform. Backup types define what data will be backed up. A description of the selected type of backup is displayed here. Because this is the first time the selected folder is being backed up, you'll want to use the default option. Click Next.
To ensure that the data is backed up successfully, select the Verify Data After Backup checkbox. This option is only available when backup media supports it. Click Next.
If you're attempting to backup data to media that already contains backups, you can specify whether or not to append or replace existing backups on that media. If you choose to replace backups, this checkbox becomes available and allows you to restrict access to the backup file. For this exercise, the media doesn't already contain backups, so click Next.
On this page, you can either run the backup immediately or schedule the backup job for a later time. Click Later. When you create a scheduled job, you need to assign a name to that job. Type Backup Documents. To set more than one occurrence for the backup job, click Set Schedule.
In this dialog box, you can set the date and time that you want the backup to occur. You can also specify whether you want the job to occur only once or if you want it to be repeated regularly. Let's create a schedule that backs up the selected files at the end of every work week. Click the Schedule task arrow and then click Weekly.
Press the Tab key. Type 5. Clear the Monday checkbox and then select the one for Friday. Click OK. Now that the schedule is set, click Next.
A backup job can run unattended, but requires valid account information for a user with the necessary rights. The current user has backup rights, so all that's required is the password. To save time, the password and the confirmation will be typed for you. Click OK. Click Finish to schedule the backup.
Instead of waiting for the next scheduled backup job, let's backup the contents of the My Documents folder to a floppy disk. Click the Start button and then click Backup. Click Advanced Mode.
Now click the Backup tab. To backup the My Documents folder, select this checkbox. Now click Start Backup. When you start the operation, backup prompts you for information and gives you the chance to set advanced backup options. You've already set the necessary options using the Backup Utility Wizard, so click Start Backup.
The utility begins backing up the selected files and folders. The backup is complete. The files are backed up, and the job that you created using the wizard will automatically run again at the scheduled times.